This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Lots to talk about. Very, very intense time in D.C. and beyond. David Lightman, McClatchy, D.C. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I always enjoy ending the week with our conversations. Zelensky in town. You know, I pointed this out earlier this morning, the irony that, what is it, some, you know, 7-8 years ago, this is what he wanted. He wanted that photo up in D.C., right? Now he's getting it.
Yeah, well, right. And Trump wanted things from Zelensky, and which got him impeached. I don't think a different kind of request this time, but yeah, it is ironic.
What do you expect out of the day?
You know, I think in the end they come together and figure out some way to somehow stop the war with some kind of honor. I mean, Zelensky is a politician. And I don't say that in a negative way. I mean, he's a deal maker. That's, you know, how he survives politically. And I think somehow, you know, and Trump ultimately is a deal maker. Go beyond the bluster and the harsh language and all that. In the end, usually, Trump ends up compromising. So we'll see.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, the two men in the same room together. And, the rare earth, the mineral natural resources deal, a lot of people feel like it's a little unsavory. You know, when you help people in wartime, it's not a loan. They have Ukraine over the barrel here. I mean, is it, I don't know. I just don't know what to make of that part of the deal.
Well, it's not dissimilar to other wars we've been involved in since World War II, really. You know, we ended up with a truce in Korea, right? Split the country, and it's still split 70 years later. Vietnam, you know what happened. You just go down the list. I mean, this isn't the old days where things are black and white, and it calls for nuance. It calls for different types of deals, and I think it's what you have here. I mean, Putin, Russia can overwhelm Ukraine. What do you do here? Do you keep pouring money and material and so forth into that country to fight the Russians, hoping to stave them off, hoping to win? I mean, yes, but it's an endless war also. So somehow you need to come to some kind of ceasefire, some kind of truce. And that's why I think whatever happens today may not be right out of the usual playbook.
A bunch of stuff that I want to ask you. I mean, I'm curious how the UK visit was yesterday. He's a relatively new leader there. I mean, how did it go?
You know, it's interesting because I spent most of my time at the Capitol this week. And you had Macron of France visiting. You had the UK yesterday and so on. You wouldn't even know these people were around. I mean, I don't mean to minimize the importance of it, but the talk and the intrigue was so thick about these budget cuts, about these layoffs, about what's going to happen next. It's fascinating to me. I rarely see anything like it, where you had all these sort of world leaders, major leaders, come to the White House, meet with the president, hold press conferences, And yet, again, all the attention was on the federal budget and these cuts and these changes.
So if I were a Democrat, which I'm not, I wouldn't be, you know, doing the five-alarm fire, you know, for protecting certain institutions. I would be talking about the budget and the debt and the deficit. I just feel like they're missing the talking point that would resonate with the populace, which is, you know, who doesn't want to see a more efficient government and their tax dollars put to good use? But if it's not going to, we talked about this a little last week too. I'm still really scratching my head that there the oppositional forces aren't pushing on the fact that the debt and the deficit are still going to grow.
Yeah, well, not just a deficit, but I think Democrats are still trying to figure out the message from the electorate in November, which seems pretty clear to me and most people, which is do something about immigration, do something about crime, stabilize the economy, and make government more efficient. And that's been the message from the Republicans and a lot of Democrats, by the way. The other thing is Democrats will tell you privately, and that is they'll say, why aren't we punching back? You know, you can't respond to Trump and his people by offering your 10-point plan. You've got to just get in the ring and fight. And they worry they're not doing that.
Well, but it's funny because Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut seems to be doing it, but it doesn't seem to be resonating that much.
Well, he doesn't have a lot of people, I don't want to say in his corner, because he does. There aren't a lot of Chris Murphys out there. At least yet, not yet. I mean, you look at the senator from Arizona, the new senator, Gallego, and so there are a couple of them. I could name some names. But, you know, Murphy, there's nobody who can stand up to Trump on the national stage. Nancy Pelosi, I think we talked about this, Nancy Pelosi performed that role. But Pelosi has now stepped down from leadership. That's not her job anymore. She knows it. She doesn't want to upend the new speaker or the new Democratic leader. So there's no one. And Murphy, for all his effort, is not the Senate leader. He's got to be careful because Chuck Schumer's the Senate leader. Yeah, it's Democrats, I thought, did make some headway this week on Medicaid, the health care.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Care program for lower-income people. There could be substantial cuts in Medicaid, and Democrats were, I thought, pretty effective screaming about it. The problem is, that going into a long dialogue on the budget, nobody's cutting Medicaid right now. If they cut it, it's 9 months away because the budget process takes forever.
Yeah. We're talking with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. I'm curious what the buzz is around the Capitol about this Elon Musk-Trump dynamic. And most people come up to me on the side, they're like just waiting for it to blow up. But
yep,
it doesn't seem to be happening. I don't really understand how it works.
How it works is Musk tells Trump, here's how you make government more efficient based on the way he runs his companies, and Trump listens, and boom, next day, X number of layoffs are announced, or, you know, X number of buildings are going to close. On Capitol Hill, they may not tell you on the record, Republicans, but they hate it. They don't like this for a lot of reasons. First of all, it takes away their authority. Here they passed this budget in the House this week, Senate last week. They go through these painstaking negotiations. Like I said before, this is going to take 9 months, for gosh sake, if they figure it out then. And here Musk comes in and just wham. They don't like that. They also don't like the fact that they go through this careful, thorough confirmation process, which we've seen with the hearings and the votes and all that. Well, nobody confirmed this guy. He's just there doing what he wants to do. So, again, they won't tell you that publicly necessarily, although you see a few cracks here and there, but Republicans don't like it.
What else are you focusing on? What's happening in your world?
Budget, money. 2 weeks from today, unless they pass a budget to keep the government running, we're going to be talking shutdown. And so far, there's been no progress on this thing. And then you got the bigger budget issue. Trump wants his tax cut, and all these tax cuts expire at the end of this year. Well, you want to see your taxes go up. They're going to get it, but it's going to be a lot of pain. So those are the things we're watching. The money issues right now are front and center.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, David, we're getting close to opening day, so baseball's coming.
Yeah, Henderson and Westberg left the games yesterday. Here we go again.
I don't know. But, I don't really get what the Orioles. They didn't seem to do anything in the offseason. It's just kind of weird.
Your guy Tyler O'Neill from the Red Sox.
Oh, you'll like him. You'll like him.
Yeah. 31 homers in a limited season. I'll take it.
He's jacked, too. He's
sick. Yeah, as long as he stays healthy, that's the key.
All right, David, have a great weekend.
Pleasure. Thanks.